Okay, let's get into Sefer Yechezkel, Perek Lamed Zayin. This is one of the most famous prakim in the entire Sefer. Two parts to the Perek. Both parts are haftorahs. The first half is the haftorah for Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach, known as the Atzamos Yeveshos, the dry bones coming alive, Tchias HaMesim, that is part one, and part two of the Perek is the haftorah for Parshas Vayigash, which discusses Yechezkel being told to bring two sticks, one with Yosef written on it and one with Yehuda written on it, and bring it together, symbolizing the Achdus of Am Yisrael. So this is a very exciting Perek. As we continue in this second part of Yechezkel, all of the nevuos that have to do with Yemos HaMashiach. So Yechezkel here is told to go to, we'll start the Perek, Haisa Ala Yad Hashem, Yad Hashem, meaning the Ruach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was on me, Vayotzi'eni Baruch Hashem, Vayinicheni B'toch HaPiki, put me in a big valley, V'Himalaya Atzamos is full of bones. And Yechezkel is about to, obviously, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help, perform Tchias HaMesim. Which bones? Who are these bones? Which bones are we talking about here? So the Gemara gives five different interpretations. Who are the bones? One is that it's all a mashal. Never really happened. There wasn't really Tchias HaMesim. The Radak quotes that here. Maybe it's all a mashal just to give chizuk to Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael throughout the generations, especially after tragedies, feel like dry bones. We feel like we're never going to be able to come alive again. We're finished. We're done. Give it up. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says you could do it. It's all a mashal. But there are five other opinions in Sanhedrin Daf Tzadi Beis. The Gemara says the first one, and this is the one that Rashi quotes here. Rashi quotes here, it's the B'nai Ephraim. The B'nai Ephraim tried to get out of Mitzrayim early, before Yitzias Mitzrayim. B'nai Ephraim, Shemanu Lekeitz V'to, they miscalculated when the Gaulus was supposed to end, and they left, and they were attacked, and they were killed. And maybe these are the people that were involved. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in Parshas Vayigash discusses why Dafke Ephraim, why were they the ones that went out early? Parshas Vayechi and the Emes Liakov. Why would they have gone out early? See, develops the idea that Ephraim was the most Egyptian, so to speak. They were the learned ones, but the most Egyptian in name, right? All the names of the Egyptian names have a fe and an ayin, Potiphar, Paro, Paneach, Shifra, Pua. So Ephraim was also related to that. So they were feeling the Gullus more than others, right? They were the only ones. Menashe and Ephraim were born in Mitzrayim. So they felt it. The Efshar, says Rabbi Yaakov, Shezeu shagaram lehem lebnei Ephraim letoosu lahaktim es cheshban haketz. Mebnei shekoshi yashibad haya etzlam biyoser. Mebnei shehem ayu margishim atzlam ketoshavim gemurim. And they needed to get out, and maybe that's also part of why they went out. But either way, that's the first opinion, the B'nai Ephraim. Number two, Rav Shmuel says, they were people who denied Tchias HaMesim. If you deny Tchias HaMesim, you're not going to be Zoche. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what, bring him up. There is a machlokas of the Gemara here, whether they lived forever, and they went back and they lived, or they just got up, sung Shira, and they died again. That's a machlokas. But number three, Eilu B'nai Adam She'en Lam Machlucha Shal Mitzvah. People who were empty of mitzvahs. That's why he says dry bones. They didn't have any mitzvahs in them. Atzamos Yeveshos. Number four, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha says, they were people who destroyed, that took part in being Metami, the Beis HaMikdash. And finally, number five, these were the people who were massacred by Nebuchadnezzar that came back alive in the days of Nebuchadnezzar in order to show that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. Either way, different deos, who these bones were. Why do we read this on Chol HaMoed Pesach? The Torah has a Mesora. The Torah in Hilchos Pesach quotes a Mesora. That Tchias HaMesim is going to happen on Pesach in Nisan, while Gog u'Magog is going to happen in Tishrei. Whatever that means, Gog u'Magog is the next parak that Hashem will get up to. But Tchias HaMesim is going to happen on Pesach. That's why we read this on Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach. The Sefer Ikarim, Yosef Albo, discusses this Yesod, right? We know it's one of the Yesodos Hamuna, to believe in Tchias HaMesim, and he describes in Ma'amar Revi, it's required reading, Ma'amar Revi Perak Lamed Hei, he describes, Hamuna b'Tchias HaMesim Re'uya Umuchuyeves Levi Kabbalah Se'uma. We have to believe in it. And he says, after all, don't think it's so crazy, it's happened. Remember Elio and Elisha, it's happened before. And we might add, there were a number of Tanam and Amaraim that performed Tchias HaMesim. So he says, it's not so unusual, even though it's against natural world. V'derech havana sehenyan, let me explain it a little bit. It's not going to be something new, it's going to be a re, like tchias hamesim, not brias hamesim. Lefi she'en safek, sha'davar she'kibel eiza shefa o koach elyon pamachas. Something that had something once, it's easier to get it a second time. Like he says, a fire, wood that was burned once, so then when you light it again, it'll be mekabel the fire quicker than wood that was never burned. Something that a person who had nevuah once will be able to get nevuah in a quicker fashion. Something which had life, will be able to get it in a quicker fashion. And whoever has more life, spiritual life, Tchias HaMeisim is going to be start with the spiritual. So whoever is more spiritual, it'll be easier and more natural for them to be able to get that life. Yes, there's a machlokes. What's going to happen after Tchias HaMeisim? Are people going to die again and have another Tchias HaMeisim? Are they just going to go to another stage where there's not a physical existence? Rambam, Ramban. We don't know any of this until it happens, as the Rambam himself says. And, but again, a lot to talk about in the world of Tchias HaMeisim. So, the parak starts off where Yechezkel is told to go to this valley full of dry bones. Ve'evirani aleihem. And I was passed over them. What do you mean, passed over them? Says Rashi, Lubika, v'lochnis l'tocha. I passed over them, I didn't go in. Why? Lefisha Yekohen. Yechezkel HaNavi was a Kohen, as we read in the beginning of the Sefer. So he couldn't go in. We'll have to get back to that. The Radak says no. The Radak says there were many things that Yechezkel was told to do that was against Halacha. Right? A few prakim ago, he was told to shave his head. Eich tzivo lehavir hatar al roshav al zikano. No, it was b'mar nevuah. It was b'mar nevuah. Even if you, I don't have to say that he actually did it. He'd come up with a halachic reason. Oh, why he didn't go in. No. Ve'evirani aleim saviv saviv, v'nei rabos ma'od, apnei abika. There were tons of bones all over. V'nei yeveshos ma'od. They were very dry. The Abarbanel says that means this is talking about not only here, but in the future. Right? They were very dry. Vayomer Eli, and he says to me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ben Adam, HaTechyena, Atzamos Eila, are these bones going to live? What do you think? Va'omar, and Yechezkel says, I said, Hashem Elokim, Atayah Data, you're in charge. What are you asking me for? You're in charge. The Abarbanel says, he was asking him, are they ra'ui? Depending on which shita you say, are they ra'ui to live again? But if you look in the Chanukah HaTorah, the Rebbe Reb Heschel, in the Chanukah HaTorah has a little charifus. He says, you know what the question was? The question was, we know the Gemara in Bava Metzia talks about Elio being Mechaya, the Ben HaTzarfatit, and Tosas in Bava Metzia asks, how did Elio Navi go and do Tchias HaMeisim on the son of the Tzarfatit? He was a Kohen, Machlokas, whether Elio was a Kohen. But if he was a Kohen, Elio was Upinchas, if he was a Kohen, how could he be Matami himself? So Tosas says, because he knew he would Vadai be Mechaya, this boy, so it was like Bikuach Nefesh. And therefore, a Kohen is allowed to be Matami himself for Bikuach Nefesh. So says the Chanukah HaTorah, maybe that's what Hashem was asking Yechezkel. You believe it? If you believe it, then you can take part in it, then you can be Matami yourself. You don't say like Rashi, you went around, you be Matami. You believe it, it's Bikuach Nefesh. Kind of like the opposite, deeper than Bikuach Nefesh. Anyway, so says the Yechezkel, I'll tell you, Da'ata v'yomar Elahi novi al atzama se'ela, prophesies about them. V'yomar talayem atzama ze'evesho shimu, listen up, bones! You will get a spirit in you and you will live. You're going to have sinews and bones and flesh. And you will live. And right when I started saying that nevuah, I said Hashem told me to do that. All of a sudden, a lot of shaking and the bones going back into the sockets and all the bones going clattering into each other. Vatikrivu atzamos, etzem al atzmo, bone to bone it went. Vera'isi, v'inei aleim, gidim u'basar. All of a sudden, I see sinews and flesh and or milamala, v'ruach ein bohem, but there's still no ruach. I did everything to get everything ready for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ruach. V'yomer Elah, hinovi ala Ruach. Hinovi ben Adam. V'yamart ala Ruach. And say to the Ruach, Amar Hashem Elokim, me'arba ruchos, bo'ya Ruach. Come from all the different directions. Come and come back into these dry bones. Rashi says, kol makom shaholchu nishmoseyem. Wherever their neshama might be. Sounds like it's a geographical journey here. Wherever their neshama might be, let them come back. Let them come back in. The Abarbanel says, maybe it's not just the from the four directions, maybe it is the kochos within each one of us. The Abarbanel says that usually when a baby is born, you know, there are different stages and there's maturity that happens over life. But here, these bones, it'll be like Adam Arishon. Adam Arishon was born mature, born grown up. He wasn't born as a baby and then grew up. Just like all the animals, the Gemara says. They were born, but kamasa nivru. What do you mean they were born? They were taken out of the ground, as the Pasuk says. So Yechezkel says here, and the Abarbanel explains it. It means Just like Adam Rishon, they all came at once, and that's what happened here. All the ruchos come at one time. And I prophesied as I was told. And they lived. Unbelievable. And again, as the parak started off, this is all to give us chizik. So many times in history of our long exile, of our long galus, we feel like dry bones. We feel, forget it, we're never going to come back to life. And Kadosh Baruch Hu says, no, this is how we're coming back. Like we saw in the last parak, right? The last parak, Rabbi Abba, in the Chalkez Mugul Mizah, right? The trees come back to life. Here the people are coming back to life. Vayomer Eli Ben Adama, Atzamo Se'ele, Kol Beis Yisrael Hema. The Jewish people say so often, our bones are dried, our tikva is gone. Nigzarnu lanu. Said the Malbim has an amazing line here. Just one line. The Malbim says, what does it say here? Our bones dried up, our tikva is lost. Nigzarnu lanu, it's Xera against us. Says the Malbim, hatikva hi hakusta dechiyusa. Hope is the secret of life. The secret of life is the ratzon to live and the ratzon to grow. And that's what it says here. Yavshu atzmo seinu, and not only that, of the tikva seinu, nigzarnu lanu. And that's why this is to give them chizuk and say, no, it's going to happen. Hinaviv yamarta lehem, kol mar shem elokim. Ani poseach es kibro seichem. I will open up all of their graves. V'haleisi eschem mikibro seichem ami, and I will bring them up. V'veisi eschem al admas Yisrael. And I will bring them to Eretz Yisrael. There is a machlokes in the Gemara. The Radak quotes it here, Mesechta Sanhedrin. The Meisei Chutz La'aretz, are they first going to come out of their graves and then come to Eretz Yisrael? Or are they what's going to go through what the Gemara calls Gilgal? Gilgal Mechilos. There are going to be tunnels underground, and from Mechutz La'aretz, you're going to have to roll, whatever that means. And that's why it's such a schus to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. Not the schus to live in Eretz Yisrael, but to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. Why? To save, as the Gemara says, from the Tsar HaGilgal, from the Tsar of rolling. But there's a machlokas. Some say no. Some say they're going to roll and then come up. And some say they're going to open up there. So the Radak says he thinks this pasuk proves that they're going to open up there. Ani poseach es kibroseichem. I'm going to open and then I'm going to bring them up. Which sounds like they're going to come out of their graves. That's what the Radak says. But the others say, no, maybe it just means I will open them up and start them rolling. But either way, vidatem ki ani Hashem, you will know, bisfischi es kibroseichem, vahalosi eschem, mikibroseichem, I will bring them up, and you will know that I am Hashem. That is part one, the amazing Atzamas Yeveshos. There's a lot more to say on that, but that is at least touching on the surface. Vayi Dvar Hashem Alei Limar. Now we get to the second half of the parak, which is the Haftorah for Parshas Vayigash, as we get into the discussion. The Pasuk tells us, Va'ata Ben Adam Yecheskel is told that there's going to be a healing of the rift. Remember back in Malachim Aleph, Perek Yud Aleph, Perek Yud Beis, one of the greatest tragedies in all of Jewish history took place, and it didn't even have to, wasn't even a killing at a moment. It was a split when Rechavam did not accept the advice of the elders. He listened to the younger, and therefore the Malchus split, and Yeravam ben Nevat started the Malchei Yisrael, right? He was told by the Navi, and then he ended up being a Rasha, and one who lost the Olam Haba, according to some opinions. But either way, the Malchus split. So here Yecheskel says there's going to come a time when it's going to come back together. V'ata ben Adam. Hashem says, do an action which reflects what's going to happen in the future. As Yecheskel has done a number of times throughout this Sefer, Hashem tells him to do a physical act, and according to many, it's a physical act, and that physical act is a Maisa Avos, Yitzira Labanim, it's a Nevuah Labanim, and this is as well. V'ata ben Adam. Kach lecha Eitz Echad. Right, why is this the Haftorah for Vayigash? Because of course, Yehuda and Yosef come together, and this is about Yehuda and Yosef coming together in the future, right? Yosef being Ephraim and Manasseh. Kach lecha eitz echad v'ksov av liYehuda. Take one piece of wood, one stick, and write Yehuda on it. Uvlevnei Yisrael chaveirav. Ulekach eitz echad v'ksov av liYosef eitz Ephraim. V'chol beis Yisrael chaveirav. Write one Yehuda, one Yosef. And so the Ishbitzer says, the Beis Yaakov of Ishbitz. Why dafka two sticks? Just take one stick and write both their names on it. No, achdus doesn't mean you're one thing. Achdus means you're two sticks and you come together. Yehud and Yosef each have their own sticks. And then they come together. That's unity. That's Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, yes, 12 Shvatim. There's not one Shevet. There's 12 Shvatim that come together. A marriage is not one being. A marriage are two beings. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam and Chava. Adam, and then separated Chava, and then coming back together, right? Different Yitziros, that's unity, where everybody comes with their own kochos, and their own talents, and their own strengths. Coming together, that's Achdus, and that's what is said here. It's two different pieces of wood, and then V'karav Osam Echal El Echad, L'chal Eis Echad. Bring them together, Pashtus, just hold them together in your hand. The Radak here quotes his father, that miraculously, they're going to become one. V'yischabru yachad v'yasu etz echad b'maisenes. Like the rocks under Yaakov's head in Parshas Vayetze, here the wood will come together. The Nitziv in the Harchev Dovar at the end of Bracious in Perek Nun in Vayechi notes that here by Yosef it says Kol Beis Yisrael, and by Yehuda it says Bnei Yisrael. Sounds like more inclusive by Yosef. What's the difference between the two? So he says that Yosef, who is Mefarnes the whole Am, Yosef is known for Chesed. Yehuda is known for Torah. Right? Yehuda is the leaders. So he says, throughout history, the people who were dedicated to Torah are less. People are dedicated to Chesed, all of Am Yisrael. Right? We're Baal Chesed. And that's why Kol Beis Yisrael is the Koach HaChesed, and that's why it's even more common. Uba nevuah sheyischabru koach haTorah v'koach gemilas chasadim v'hayu la'achadim v'yiyeh melech mibeis David aleihem dehainu b'koach haTorah u'b'asher shela'olam zosa Yisrael shema'atim heim shenigram achar koach haTorah v'harbeinim shachem yoser achar koach shel gemilas chesed mishum hachi k'siv ga be'etz Yehuda v'livnei Yisrael and be'etz Yosef v'chol beis Yisrael. Anyway, that's just a diuk that the Nitziv has. So you put the pieces of wood together and they come together. V'kasher yom re'elecha b'ne'am chalemar. And when people ask you, what are you doing? Remember, now they all believed him. Now they want to hear what he has to say, because after the Churban happened, they realized that he's the only Navi Emes, and everyone else was making it up. So now, all of a sudden, they're starting to believe him. And they're going to say, what are you doing? Daber aleihem, tell them, Ko amar Hashem Elokim, Hinei anochi lokeach et eitz Yosef asher b'yad Ephraim, v'shiftei Yisrael, I'm going to take the wood of Yosef, I'm going to put on them Eitz Yehuda. What does it mean? I'm going to put on them one-on-one, says the Malbim and the Abarbanel, that there are two, this is referring to the two Mashiachs, Mashiach ben Yosef and Mashiach ben David. Mikabalas chazal shetchilo yamod Mashiach ben Yosef, v'hu melech me'aseres ha-shvatim, v'hu yilcham milchamos, v'yizaso kol yisrael tachas diglo. There's going to be two stages. After Mashiach ben Yosef, some say Mashiach ben Yosef is going to be killed in battle. Either way, after that's going to come Mashiach ben David, and that's going to be the eternal coming together, Yehuda and Yosef. There's many mefarshim that talk about the different pshatim on messages of Yehuda and Yosef. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik in The Warmth and the Light talk about how Yehuda, with his descendants of David, v'chulu, is about the Rambam. Let's just take a step back. The Rambam writes in Pirush Mishnayos in Shmona Prakim, right, there are two types of leaders that we have. There's the Moshel B'Yitzro and Tzadik Me'ula. Tzadik Me'ula are the Tzadikim they've always been perfect, no controversy, you know, Binyamin never sinned, right? The Tzadikim. And then there's the Moshel B'Yitzro, the ones that have to overcome, the ones that have to, you know, the challenges, and they have the taivas, and they have to overcome. Yehuda symbolizes the latter. Yehuda, David HaMelech, the model of tshuva. What was difficult for Shaul? Shaul was one of the Bnei Rachel, right? It was more of the perfect. They couldn't deal with controversy, right? The Moshe B'Yitzro and the Chassid Me'ula. So that's the two coming together. We need both of those types of leaders in Am Yisrael, and that's what Rav Aaron says about Yehuda and Yosef. We continue. The pieces of wood that are in your hand should be in front of them. And tell them, I'm going to take all the Jews within Yisrael and Yehuda. I will gather them. That's the Sur Meirah from Galus. And then I'll bring them to the Eretz Yisrael. There'll be one nation, no more two malchios. No more two nations, no more two malchios. And that itself will lead to a distancing from Eretz of Avodah Zarah. No more Avodah Zarah. Asher chatu bahem. I will save them. V'chulu. Pasuk chav dalet. V'avdi David melech aleihem. David, my servant, will rule over them. Says the Radak Tudeis. Either Mashiach is called David, because he's from David and Melech's family, or this is the Echatchias HaMesim, so his mom is going to be David. David and Melech will rule over them. V'avdi David melech aleihem, v'roa echad yelukulam, one shepherd, u'mishpatai yelechu, v'chukosai yishmu, v'asu osam, and they will follow my paths. V'yashvu ala aretz asher nasati la'avdi li'yakov, they will sit on the land, asher yashvu avoseichem, that their forefathers have sat on, v'yashvu aleha heima uvenehem, uvenehem ad olam, again, v'david avdi, nasi lahem la'olam. David, my servant. There is a fascinating Gemara, and the Yad Rama writes on this Gemara, we don't fully understand it. Right? One of the great Rishonim on the Gemara, the Yad Rama. The Rama says, just read the Rama, and then we'll get to the Gemara. Vidvarim halalu ein anu yodim ketzad yihyu ad eis bo'am. V'hayodeya amitasam yirenu osam b'mar v'lo b'chidos. L'man shmo agadol. Nobody really understands this, says the Yad Rama. What does the Gemara say? Tzadi beis in Sanhedrin, that Gemara says here, Tzadi Ches Amid Beis, says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Asra Kadosh Baruch Hu Lahamid Lohem David Acher. There's going to be another David, based on this pasuk. Shnei Amar Vavdu As Hashem Elokeim, As David Malkam, Akim Lohem, Hekim Lo Neamar Ela Akim, Akim, I will establish, not Hekim, not that he did establish already. Amar of Papa Labaya, but doesn't it say David Avdi Nasi Lahem La'olam? Doesn't it say in our pasuk he will be a Nasi? Answer, Kesar Upalge Kesar. President and Vice President. The new David will be President, the Kesar, and David will be Palge Kesar. What does that mean? The Maharal writes in Netzach Yisrael, it means Kodesh and Kodesh Kodashim. David's Kodesh and Mashiach is Kodesh Kodashim, Perek Mem. Again, we don't understand it. Will it be a team effort? You know, we all have a nice feeling toward, connected feeling towards David HaMelech. Come on, David, Tehillim. But there could be another David. Whatever it is, it should just happen soon. But either way, this is the prophecy of Yechezkel relating to the staffs. V'karati lohem bris shalom, bris olam ye'osam. I will have a covenant for them, a covenant of peace, unisatim, v'her beisiosam, v'nasatim mishkani b'socham olam, beis hamigdash, I will put the beis hamigdash. Remember the machlokas Rashi Tosfos and Masechah Sukkah, is the beis hamigdash going to come down from Shemayim? Is it going to be built by us? Some yes, some no. So here you have a lot of psukim. Hashem says, v'nasati, I will put the mikdash. Sounds like it's going to come down from Shemayim, or I will allow the mikdash to be built. You could interpret it the other way too. V'haya mishkani aleihem, and my mishkan will be on them. Right, first Mikdash Lashon, and then Mishkan. Va'yisi lahem le'lokim, v'hema yuli la'am. And they will be, we will be connected forever. V'yadu agayim ki ani Hashem, and not only will the Jews know, but all the nations will know. Ki ani Hashem ekadesh Yisrael, I sanctify the Jews, bios mikdashi, b'socham lo'olam, forever and ever. So this is the parak of the Atzamos Yeveshos, and it's the parak of Mashiach ben Yosef, and Mashiach ben David, again, different stages. The Rishonim, the Rambam, the Ramban, the others read these prakim to try to figure out in their mind what is going to be the stages, what is going to happen. We don't know, ultimately. As the Rambam says, we're not supposed to spend our time trying to figure out exactly what's going to happen, but to study the psukim, to learn the messages, obviously is something that we have to do as we continue in our march through Yechezkel, as we get out to Be'ez Hashem Perek Lamed Ches next time, and the last 11 prakim left here in Sefer Yechezkel.